chug a jug of George. I'll sip a mug of Dove with a creamer of steam. How many more does that leave? He'd be a pot of Scotch, heat up a pan of Stan, throw in a handful of dicks.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. Some sort of explosive device has hit the cafeteria of the Iraqi Parliament building while lawmakers were eating lunch. At least two lawmakers were killed, another 15 wounded. The Parliament is located in the highly fortified Green Zone. In Baghdad this morning, a major bridge was bombed, killing at least 10 and sending vehicles spinning into the Tigris River below. 26 people were injured. Rescue crews continue to search the river for survivors. World leaders are condemning yesterday's suicide bombings in Algiers that killed at least 23 and wounded more than 200. Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility. In southern Afghanistan, security forces report they've killed 35 suspected Taliban insurgents in battle there late yesterday. Two NATO soldiers from Canada were killed in the clash when their convoy hit a roadside bomb. Two other soldiers were wounded in the attack. In Pakistan, President General Pervez Musharraf announced today tribesmen killed as many as 300 foreign militants who had taken shelter near his country's border with Afghanistan. Musharraf says the Pakistani military assisted the tribesmen in battle. In Tokyo, Japanese and Chinese leaders are meeting to forge a stronger regional alliance. Representatives announced they'll work together on environmental and energy projects and on disarming North Korea's nuclear weaponry program. U.S. and South Korean authorities are pressuring North Korea to live up to its promise to begin dismantling its main nuclear plant by Saturday. North Korea announced it would take an additional 30 days to do so. The U.S. released frozen funds to Pyongyang yesterday. 400 foreign fighters who came to Bosnia and Herzegovina during the Bosnian War have lost their citizenship rights. Most are from Islamic states. They stayed in Bosnia and eventually received citizenship papers. Balkan media characterized the move as one motivated by the U.S. war on terror. In Los Angeles, an unidentified group of police officers is suing the LAPD for its policy on illegal immigrants. The suit seeks to force police to inform federal authorities when illegal immigrants are arrested on drug charges. The plaintiffs say drug dealers repeatedly arrested should be deported. Another snowstorm has slammed in the upper Midwest. Power outages, closed schools and airports, and heavy snowfall. 6 deaths have been blamed on the weather. Iconic novelist Kurt Vonnegut has died following a fall in his Manhattan home.
Divorce is never a pleasant experience, but it doesn't have to be a tragedy. If you can rein in the emotions, step back from the anger and the victimhood, you can end your marriage with dignity instead of rancor. You got married with the best of intentions. Now you need to untie the marital knot with the same mutual respect. Choose collaboration instead of confrontation. Stop wasting money on lawyers. Don't drag this out for 5 years. A collaborative divorce is better for the children, family, and friends. Collaboration costs a fraction of a contended divorce and can be done within weeks rather than months or years. An award-winning documentary called Divorce Collaborative Style explains how you can end your marriage fairly and efficiently. For less than what a lawyer charges to answer one simple question, you can get all the answers from Divorce Collaborative Style. Go to collaborativedivorce.tv and order your DVD today. If it's over, end it right. CollaborativeDivorce.tv.
Lawmakers from the Gulf and Northeast states have asked the Bush administration to create a national backup insurance program for catastrophes like hurricanes. Congress is lukewarm about the idea. The White House has rejected it outright. A similar national terrorism insurance program was created after 9/11. The federal government announced its budget deficit last month was $96.27 billion. That's almost 13% more than March of last year. Some $3 billion of the deficit was given out in military aid to Israel and Egypt. A key committee of the European Parliament will vote today on a proposal lowering mobile phone roaming charges by 70%. The deal would affect phone users who make calls between other European states. Ford is recalling more than 500,000 Ford Escape SUVs from the 2001 through 2004 model years. The company says engine fires may be sparked by corrosion on anti-lock brake connectors. Target will expand the number of stores it operates by 25%. In addition, the retailer will open its first outlets in Alaska and Hawaii. Currently, there are more than 1,500 Targets in the U.S. Light sweet crude trading at $62.68 a barrel. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones is down 13 points, the NASDAQ down 3, the S&P 500 is down 1. You can find more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
Ah, good day, everybody. How you doing? How you doing? Coming to you live from Sydney. Ooh, bit of white noise trunning going on. Ooh, wow, haven't had one of those in a while. That was weird. That was like a flashback to the past. Anyway, welcome aboard, everybody. I'm having to come back to Radio Land. I've been sitting there with a friend of mine surfing eBay vintage guitars and seeing like 1920 Stellas for $100 with 3 days left, and you know it'll be up to $15,000 by the time it's all over, and you know it's just all depressing to watch, but geez, there's some beautiful stuff out there. Anyway, it's like porn for guitarists. As a friend of mine said, it's actually better than porn. Anyway, what are we doing? I have no idea. No, actually, I have a bunch of stuff. We got weird stuff. We got depressing stuff. First out of the gate today, we've been getting kind of projections for different parts of the world. I read something from for Australia a couple days ago, and actually before that, I totally forgot. Thank you, Joe Vecchio, for filling in for me yesterday. I've been out with my spine, and I not making good with chair, so I had to skip a couple days of radio. But everything's corrected itself by now, and we move on. But thanks to Joe Vecchio for doing that yesterday. But anyway, they're more drought, more doom, more gloom, more storms, more just insanity. And I just read this stuff and I just think, you know, I do this day in, day out, and yet some people still want to debate whether we need to do something now. And I just don't get it. It drives me crazy. And they're saying Chicago and Los Angeles will likely face increasing heat waves. Severe storm surges could hit New York and Boston, and cities that rely on melting snow for water may run into serious shortages. We're having massive water debates down here. A mate of mine was just explaining some of the finer points of what's going on with water, possible privatization if it goes federal here, is quite scary. But they say here, according to the panel, global warming is already having an effect on daily life. But when the Earth gets a few degrees hotter, the current inconvenience could give way to danger and even death. The North American impact will be felt from Florida to Texas to Alaska and Canada's Northwest Territories. Canada and the United States are, despite being strong economies with the financial power to cope, facing many of the same impacts that are projected for the rest of the world. Achim Steiner, executive director of the UN Environment Program, which co-founded the panel, said in a statement, "This is just, you know, just insane." It's kind of heavy way to start the day, isn't it? On a much lighter and cooler note, this is kind of an interesting way to go about things. Seems like PG&E, which is what out west there in the States, they've redone a Prius where it comes with an extended battery pack that if the lights go out at home and interfaces back into your house, and you can power your house off of your hybrid vehicle. How's that? And that's right, actually, before we go to the first break. Sorry, I'm really having to come back to another world here. I've been just kind of chilling out with the mate. Anyway, tonight, when are you doing that, Bob? What time are you having Anthony on? And Anthony Lowenstein is a mate of mine. And he's written this book, My Israel Question, and he has been slammed by certain people for, I still don't understand what. And he's written this book, My Israel Question, and it's been a bestseller here. It's ruffled all the right feathers, as far as I'm concerned, in the debate. And Anthony is in the States at the moment. I believe he's basing himself out of New York City and doing a few events there. Bob Kincaid's going to have him on at approximately 8:05 tonight, he does believe. So that's your third hour. Am I getting that right? Yeah. Bob's saying don't eat the soup at the AIPAC reception. And there's a lot of truth there. But anyway, if you can check out his blog at AnthonyLowenstein.com. There's a link on the post from Tuesday, and there will be one on Bob's show post today. There's one on the blog, actually, at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com, AnthonyLowenstein.com. And you can get an idea what goes in. There's actually a PDF of a chapter of the book available at MyIsraelQuestion.com, and you should check that out. So, I think many people will find him interesting, and you'll wonder what all the fuss is about. I'm talking full-page ads in the Jewish news against this guy. It's just like insane. We will be back in a couple of minutes here on Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network.
Shelter on the promise of a brave new world. United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, God just continues to punk Robert Sunday. after time, and it goes back for years, Let's talk a bit about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breathed that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes. It was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
Shelley, my latest single is called In My Time. It's all about the pressure to drink and how to handle it. Now, I'm not going to preach, but I've made my choice. I'm waiting till I'm 21, and I encourage you to stay safe and wait until the time is right for you. You can download my song and the video for free at www.inmytime.net. That's www.inmytime.net. Listening. This message was brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation. Stay safe.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
I was waiting for the ambience thing to go somewhere. Oh, okay, right on. It was just, okay. That was interesting, Bob. I wasn't quite sure where we were going there, man. All right, cool. No, it's all good. Interesting. Okay. right. As I was surfing around earlier looking for some stuff for today, I came across something that I've been wondering about. And, old Al Gore's got this concert coming up. And, although I like the gesture, and although I like the concept, I've had a few issues about this concert. As being someone who understands the music industry. And let's just say it's not a very green industry. And at the moment, even when you do it well. And believe me, I'm not condoning the end of rock and roll touring. That's the last thing I'd ever say. So my question is, are you really sending the right message? No matter how many people you reach, and no matter how many DVDs you end up selling. This is hard to say. The bill for the carbon offsetting for the concert event is astronomical. Okay. Now they'll cover it. They'll be able to cover it. That's not a worry. But are we sending the right message? Because we know rock stars like to indulge. And just the flight impact alone of getting all those artists on the day from wherever they are on the planet. The incredible amount of power that's used. I mean, for the smallest show, you bring enough power and lighting to run a small city. And there's all the ground transport from the hotels and the airports and venues. There's PA lighting and rental and all that goes on with that. And it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And I think they could do something better than this. I have to say I'm not real pleased with how this has turned out, but I saw this one coming. You know? And it's not like, it's not, you know, I hate to be overly critical here, but I just really, I saw this one coming. You know, about 100 artists will require transporting by air to their respective concerts to be staged in London, Sydney, Brazil, South Africa, Japan, Shanghai, and New Jersey. As though it were a different country. And complaints about Live Earth have begun to surface on the internet, with bloggers asking if pop stars and their taste for copious consumption are the best advocates for cutting fossil fuel emissions. This is off The Independent. And each singer will receive a green briefing on how they can change lifestyles to minimize their own. I hope this doesn't end up leaving a stain on certain people involved. Because I... I know that industry. And... I can tell you, even at the best of times, it's a very, very dirty industry. Okay, got that off my chest. On to things much more fun. What a very dirty industry can produce. Or... probably came out wrong, but anyway, you all are probably familiar with Casey Chambers, who's a an Australian country singer, and she's done really quite well in the States from what I understand. She's huge here. I believe Emmylou Harris kind of took her back to the States for a while. But anyway, if you go and see Casey, over usually on, I believe, the left side of the stage, you'll see kind of hidden in a pseudo shadow a guy who plays just like a whole lot of different things tuned in really interesting ways, and a lot of time using a piece of a bottle on it. And he's kind of part of this country music dynasty of the Chambers. And there was a gig that I did probably 4 years in a row at a little place out in New South Wales called Yass. When you drive up to Yass, there's a big sign that says, you know, welcome, blah, 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 to Yass. Big Yass. Well, I always pulled in at night, and some really, really, really sinister council maintenance guy only used the reflective paint on the A and the two S's. So when you pulled up with the headlights, I thought that was a nice touch. It was never fixed for all 3 years, so I figured it was intentional. But at one of them, I got to mix Bill Chambers. And when he rocked up, you know, here it is, you know, dad of Casey Chambers, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm figuring, you know, the brother who mixes Casey would be there. Now, you got him. Had this brilliant pedal steel player named, I believe, Michelle. And just awesome. Just absolutely awesome. And so I picked this track thinking, you know, some of the listeners said that they had found stuff on Freecycle and blah, 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 blah. I figured, why not play some really, really silly blues. And this is some good Australian, I reckon this is a good taste of what Australian blues would be. And it's a funny song. It's called Big Ass Garage Sale. And after that, we'll run the workers' news. So if you got that ready to roll, Bob, go ahead and roll Bill Chambers with Big Ass Garage Sale.
Well, that's an old toaster. It just needs a cord. And that's a full set of coasters. If there was only one more. And that's a brand new barbecue. It's my brother Pete. When he bought it, he forgot that he doesn't eat meat. And it's a big ass garage sale at a quarter to ten. No early birds come. We're sleeping in. Our mama's in prison. We're trying to raise her bail. So we're selling her things. And it's a big ass garage sale. There's a car out the back. It just needs a motor and a couple of doors and a full set of rotors, but it always ran good. It had a whole lot of heart, and the beautiful thing is we got another one for parts. And it's a big ass garage sale at a quarter to ten. No early birds, 'cause we're sleeping in. Our mama's in prison. We're trying to raise her bail. So we're selling her things. And it's a big ass garage sale. It's a big ass garage sale. It's a big ass garage sale. It's a big ass sails.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO's Farm Labor Organizing Committee, or FLOC, says the brutal beating death of Mexican organizer Santiago Rafael Cruz was an attack on the union, not a random murder. FLOC spokesman Michael Hale describes what a FLOC supporter found when he got to the union's Monterrey, Mexico office to meet with Cruz.
He found the door broken into. When he entered the office, he found Santiago tied to a chair and beaten to death. This is a horrible tragedy. It's the first time in the 40-year history of the Farm Labor Organizing Committee that a staff member has been murdered. Nothing was stolen. This is not looking like it was a crime of theft or a random act of violence, but rather a targeted attack on FLOC.
AFL-CIO President John Sweeney condemned Cruz's murder. Sweeney called on the Mexican and U.S. governments to ensure that there is a thorough and professional investigation of the murder. Ever since the Farm Labor Organizing Committee organized 5,000 H-2A visa program immigrant workers in North Carolina in 2004, Cruz had been helping the workers with contract grievances from FLOC's Mexican office. Hale says that FLOC has often faced anti-union hostility both in North Carolina and in Mexico.
Everything from really disturbing phone calls to, you know, various hostility from growers in the South to all kinds of racism in the United States South, and a lot of harassment in the Mexico office from labor contractors.
A Santiago Tragedy Fund has been set up by FLOC. You can go to the Farm Labor Organizing Committee's website to learn how to contribute to that fund. Canadian Auto Workers President Buzz Hargrove says the CAW isn't interested in any partnership with billionaire Kirk Kerkorian's private equity fund in its bid to buy Chrysler.
Anytime these groups want to offer you a partnership, it's a very junior partnership, and it means you give, and you give, and they get. So we're not interested in partnering in Canada with Mr. Kerkorian.
Hargrove says when financiers like Kerkorian make their moves on a company like Chrysler, it's essentially a pillaging of the company, to the detriment of the workers.
They come in, buy as low as they can get, and then throw a lot of people out of work, downsize as much as they can, make the operations lean and mean, and in a very short turnaround period, they sell and make a bundle of money for a small number of executives at the expense of thousands of workers and their families and their communities.
Maryland's governor is about to sign the nation's first state law requiring contractors to pay workers a living wage. After an energetic campaign by labor, civil rights activists, and religious leaders, the state legislature passed the bill requiring service contractors doing business with the state of Maryland to pay $11.30 an hour in urban areas and $8.50 an hour in rural areas. The legislature passed a living wage law back in 2004, but it was vetoed by the then Republican governor. Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway Insider, someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to FLOC Stuff here on the Head On Radio Network, and I'm going to go on. I know I just kind of feel all over the place, and I think this is why. A subject that I don't discuss on this program normally is kind of got my eye at the moment, and it's a subject that I have been making a point to educate myself on over the past few months. And there's a piece over at Information Clearinghouse And I'm not sure where it comes from, or if it's just published by them. But anyway, the Federal Reserve, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to say that it's something that I think we should be paying a whole lot more attention to, and a whole lot more attention to those who make the decisions. And he opens up this piece saying, called Doomsday for the Greenback. Daniel Webster. The American people are in la-la land. If they had any idea of what the Federal Reserve was up to, they'd be out on the streets waving fists and pitchforks. Instead, we go our business like nothing is wrong. Are we really that stupid? And I do believe there needs to be more oversight when it comes to the Federal Reserve, because it is not federal, and it is not our reserve. But I said I wasn't going to get into it. When Andy rings up and on the Bob show and gets into this, I'm always going, go Andy, go, go, go. I think he has a little bit of an obsession with it, which is probably healthy. And he says, what is it that people don't understand about the trade deficit? It's not rocket science. The current account deficit is over $800 billion a year. That means that we are all spending more than we are making and savaging the dollar in the process. Presently, we need more than $2 billion of foreign investment per day just to keep the wheels from coming off the cart. Everyone agrees that the current trade imbalances are unsustainable and will probably trigger major economic disruptions that will thrust us towards global recession. Still, Washington and the Fed stubbornly resist any change in policy that might reduce overconsumption or to reverse present trends. It's madness, and he's bloody right. And I think that this is where certain forces that drive our economy come from. And there's this Australian economist that related current economic theory being something akin to telling someone that they weren't allowed to ride a bike until they could prove that they could stand it up straight without being in motion. And it's true. And we're given little tidbits of information on what goes on. And it all always sounds like it's good, 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 good. That they can always pull something good, 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 good out of it. But there's no oversight in every attempt to audit the Federal Reserve has been beaten down. When's the last time anybody saw the gold? It's always my question. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. And I just, you know, I just Information Clearinghouse, there's a link on the show post. I think he puts it down pretty well. And there's this interesting bit of math that comes out. That basically equates to every dollar of federal income tax ever collected in the United States only ever was enough to pay back the interest on the money that we borrowed to run the United States. And most of the world works under this model. I think a lot of our trouble comes from here. I really do. And the more that I read and the more that I watch on the Federal Reserve System and the fights to get us in and out of it over history have been huge. You know, this thing that is air, money is air. That air is what used to be people value. And the whole system and how we look at it is just kind of out of whack from what really is closer to reality, I think. We're chasing the wrong curve. And it keeps us from investing in things that we need to invest in, like new technologies for power generation. There was this ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous documentary that was aired here, and you may have seen it, and it was these five like last ditch efforts to fix the environment, and they were the really big stuff. And I sat there for almost an hour with my jaw on the table just going, I cannot believe that this is serious. And these were all really serious. In fact, one of these things is the mirror thing that Bush loves. You know, the bunch of mirrors that reflect back the sun's energy that we're going to launch with the rockets. There was another one. I mean, these were grandiose things that were just insane. The other one was that if any of them had any viability at all, were these ships that created more fog, because there's studies about just the cooling properties and the reflective properties. So they came up with a completely green vehicle. And they actually built one, it looks like, and it would make fog. Okay, right. Then there's, let's see, where do we go to from there? Then there's, because I don't want to go to that really nutsoid one yet. I might even say that one until after the break if I can think of one of the others. Okay. There was the glass reflector guy. The glass reflector guy was working on making these lenses that were like less than 3 microns thick, but yet he was going to launch them into space with a rocket. He was having some stability issues. The fog thing had its but the nutter of them all, the guy who's responsible for alerting the world to the dangers of, you know, fluorocarbons and what actually made the world's governments get together and stick to a plan, and guess what? The hole in the ozone layer is closing back up. Isn't that groovy? See, we can do this. This guy has been studying recent volcanic activity over the last, you know, centuries. And you know that really, really big eruption that started the last ice age? This guy... Oh, all right, we're coming up on a break. We're going to take the last break. I'm going to save this until I come back because, you know... these idiots. Anyway, you'll listen to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back.
This is Bill O'Brien with a message that pretty much defines Concord University. It's from Emily Dickinson. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any courses like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppressive toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. Respect for learning, a mission to deliver education that touches souls, consideration to what students can afford, career rewards that pay dividends far beyond the dollars earned. At Concord, we've never crossed that important line between the business of education and education as a business. The first is extremely serious. It changes lives and connects with the moral and the spiritual. We're good at that. The second is no less serious. It raises ethical concerns, however. We avoid that. Concord University, the frugal chariot that bears human souls. Call the Concord Admissions Office, 1-888-384-5249.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com, your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
Thank you.
Have you ever been rewarded for doing the right thing, returning a lost wallet, putting your neighbor's cows back in the pasture? Maybe now is your chance. The new Conservation Security Program rewards farmers and ranchers for taking care of the land, keeping water clean and soil healthy. To see if you qualify for a Conservation Security Program payment, take the self-assessment. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office or USDA Service Center.
I can't thank you enough.
This is the Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head-On Radio Network. Okay, I did remember one of the other weird ideas before I even get to the stupid one. I mean, the stupid one. But, okay, one guy, while watching his young, you know, child work on a science project, came up with the idea of the... thought trees were so cool, he'd make a man-made tree. Okay? Now, these were great. And they were these huge devices that wind went through them, and they pulled carbon dioxide out of the air, and it turned into just kind of like pure carbon, which was, you know, you could trap in catchments and hollow rock areas, and since it was heavier than water, it would stay down there, you know. Blah, 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 blah. And someone said to me, said, yeah, but wouldn't it have been nice if they actually painted them green at the top? But no, it was this big white thing that would have been like skyscraper height, I guess. And they thought they could vacuum the atmosphere. But then the vacuum might have come in handy if the nutter got his way. Now, he thought volcanoes were so cool in their aspect that they could control the atmosphere. And we've actually, in the cleaning up that we've already done, we've pulled too much sulfur out of the atmosphere to keep up, I think is how he said, with our use of the planet, I guess. And because when there was more sulfur, the earth was cooler. Now, people who lived near factories and stuff were dying, but you know, he thought sulfur was the answer. So what he wanted to do was launch sulfur into the atmosphere and basically create a global cooling. Now, this is all going to be in controlled circumstances, you understand. Now, this is what kills me. Oh, but we can control it. We've been so good at doing that. You know, we can control it. We got it. We're good. Yeah, right. The last time that this actually happened by nature, we went into a 1,000-year ice age. I think this guy burned himself out sometime after the free drugs ended, after he got the Nobel Peace Prize for the good thing that he did. I'm kidding. I don't know anything about the guy. I'm just thinking, you know, this was great what he did. This thing here, woohoo! What are you, nuts? Just absolutely, you know, doesn't seem to take into consideration, you know, the environmental impacts that it'll have. It's just like, oh, you know, we just kind of, you know, pump this stuff, you know, and just, oh, people's lungs were burning out when we had concentrations. Where he wants to shoot up. I wish I had, like, written the numbers down. It was just absolutely staggering. Oh, it'll be all right, because we shoot in this level, it'll stay there. These are always our really good solutions, work this way. Oh, well, just stick it over here. It'll stay there. Well, just bury it here. It'll stay there. Just dump the garbage from making the Agent Orange just here. It'll stay there. Oh, so you're going to build a sports complex on that, are you? Oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to invite the world, too. Sorry, I went off on a tangent. But, you know, we don't... We've never been able... This is... I hate when people come from this angle. You know, we've done so good controlling Mother Nature in the past. You know, we've just... You know, we've been brilliant with that so far. However, every single one of them said that they never wanted to use their ideas, but they were afraid that man was going to be too stuck in its bad ways to actually change its habits enough to make a difference, and that I thought was kind of depressing. But I mean, they were just all five of these ideas, these concepts were just absolutely. I mean, I don't care how much science is behind it, just, you know, it's all just, the one guy, you know, it's like 500,000 little lenses that have to be shot into a certain, you know, special orbit, like in between us and the sun. What happens if you get the focus wrong? Does it just burn us out, like, you know, like you see in a cartoon? Just please, you know, don't go there. Just no. And when I was talking to Scott when he was here, he was kind of just talking about Australia and its energy use and the way that it used things, and there has to be a fundamental change here for it to make a difference, you know. And he said, there's this sudden wake up call of, you know, we just kind of burn it up, but you know, we see where things go to. This is why, you know, I think we have to make those hard choices. And I think probably at this point, if I were Al Gore, my last thing I'll say, if I were Al Gore, I'd be backing down saying, we've had a look, and this sends out the wrong message. And come up with another way to do this shit. We have internet, pardon me, find another way to do this kind of event. Get it on the line, you know. Do it online. Do it more local. Actually, make that part of the trick that you are doing it. You know, the way we do the Head On Radio Network. You know, just bringing it down to its bare minimum, and make it that way, and use that as a vehicle for sending out the message. You know, it's something like 1 point something or other $1 billion that they're going to pay in carbon offsets to do that show. So, you know, at what cost? When the cost is your cause, I am very afraid of where that could possibly go. So I make my forecast here. We could have our first serious bump in the road on this issue, and we've been having a pretty good run as of late. You know, there's suddenly a whole bunch more eyes looking our direction as they're going, tell us more. And so we got to do more on that issue. Now, first of all, or not first of all, whatever. Joe Vecchio, thank you very much again for filling in for me yesterday. I do appreciate it. So much better than a rerun. And don't forget, Bob Kincaid's got Anthony Lowenstein on tonight sometime at the top of the third hour, I do believe. Thank you to the Carpenters. Thank you to Scott Barry at B1 Ladder Productions. Thank you to the mods, to the bloggers. Thanks to Bob for producing. And I could be under false assumptions here. That could be Agnes giggling behind there, and I would not even know the mysteries of the net. But anyway, don't forget, Ben Birch, I do believe, still has that fundraiser going on, so head on over to whiterosesociety.org and do the right thing. Jeff Allen Wolf, Jaws, the Jeff Allen Wolf Show coming up next, and we'll see you tomorrow, as we say here. Be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment. Tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f- if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. Sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness, the loneliness of being misunderstood, or more pointedly, the loneliness of being afraid to allow myself.
This is the Horn, the head-on radio network.
Politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dogfish.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
This is a test. For the next 3 hours, you will be trapped inside the mind of Jeff Allen Wolf. Again, this is only a test. White House unable to fill new war chief position. Liberals worry Pelosi is favoring moderates. Christian conservatives' power diminished ahead of 2008 vote. Obama challenges McCain on Iraq stroll. Senate subcommittee to consider legislative response to FBI's national security letter abuses. Nuclear power enters global warming debate. Democrats seek to lead the way in tax overhaul. The ethical dilemmas of robotics. Three scenarios for 08. Judy's job with a pup killer firm. Judith Giuliani in the news. ABC News says Army proposing extended duty for everyone in Iraq. Did Bush plan the Iraq regime change before becoming president? Waiting is the hardest part for troops in limbo in Iraq. Most Americans see recession in the next 12 months. U.S. launches fresh accusations at Iran over Iraq. Iran to issue a book and CD on the capture of the British sailors. Study shows New York City a top greenhouse gas producer. Clinton and McCain lose front-runner label. China's inevitable rise risks conflict, says Kissinger.